Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Can I ask you, how are you?
Alhamdulillah,
I know you're looking perfect, mashallah.
Thank you so much. I am looking perfect because you're in front of me.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, sister, we had been talking about the ways of Islamic upbringing. We discussed so many important issues, I must say. And you explained things so beautifully. Listeners, if you want to listen again, you can go to our official website of parstoday.com. Go to the option of Call of Islam and you'll find all our programs over there. However, sister, I'll start our session with an audience question today. One of the audience has texted us. My daughter is 16 and we live in a society where people focus more on good looks and branded clothes. As such, how can I help my daughter feel that even if you're covered fully, you look more beautiful? Because they have already developed a mentality that one should have dashing looks once he goes outside.
Yeah. Amazing. And I think many mothers, they are having this challenge in their life, especially
exactly.
with their teens. Yeah. I think, first of all, it would be so nice when our children, they are in a very good mood. Yeah. First of all, we have to talk to them in a very positive way. Oh my daughter. Oh, my Zahra. Oh, my Sarah. You're so beautiful. And I love the way you are helping me, blah, blah, blah. And then give them some advice, nice, short, and sweet, and then again praise them. You know, the way we say when you are having a conversation with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, so first you have to recite salawat.
Start and then with praising.
Yeah, praising. Yeah. And then, you know, your hajat, your need, your dua, and then again praise, yeah, and again salawat. So in the envelope of, you know, beautiful, positive
way
ways. Yeah, so that is very important, especially when we want to give them a piece of advice.
Right.
When we want to work on their mindset, because the biggest challenge of prophets were to change the mindset of the society,
yeah.
And their nation, and the same challenges we have as a parents, alhamdulillah. So first of all, it's so necessary that we have to have a beautiful planning for it. For example, I would say within a month, I want to give this message to my daughter. Okay, not with one session or two sessions, you know.
Yeah.
Number two, we start with the meaning of beauty, you know. So we shouldn't talk just directly that, no, this is so beautiful. Look at that. Look at this. You know, the same boring way of advising.
Yeah.
You just say, we can put, you know, and throw the question to her. Yeah, that what do you think? How many kinds of beauties we have?
Right.
And, you know, which beauty
clear is... Clear the concept of beauty, actually.
Exactly. And we can go, you know, more deeper and deeper with a very, very friendly environment and beautiful-like environment. It shouldn't be full of stress that, Ya Allah, what can I do? Because my daughter is going, you know, astray and she's not... You know,
listening to me
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, she's changing her make and say, ideology and... the values of Islam.
And I'm helpless.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be like that. So when we start about the meaning of beauty, automatically, then, you know, I usually come to this conclusion that because we belong to the royal family of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because yeah. our identity is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You know, means, because, you know, even we have created from the, you know, extra clay of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So our creation begins from them. So you can be very proud of your this, you
creation.
Know, like, yeah, creation and the change. Like you shouldn't look like others. Like you look very different because of your loose dressing, yeah, modest dressing. So the mother can play this amazing role.
She has to change the concept of beauty in her mind. And as you beautiful said, she should not look royalness in the clothes, but the royalness where from she is made and what school of
amazing,
thought she belongs
amazing,
to.
Beautiful.
Well, sister, I'll be continuing that beautiful session with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and I have with me Sister Najafi, who is talking about the beauty, the good looks do not matter. What matters is what we have been made from. The family we come from, as you rightly mentioned, we come from the royal family of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. We belong to the school of thought, so we are a royal family already. So you answered it beautifully, like we can't change this royal thinking concept because people think we are royal because of their clothes. And we have to change that mentality that you have to tell them you are royal because of your thoughts. Now, what else do you think? How are there any more ways like this mother can help her daughter?
As I said, she should have a beautiful planning and she can go gradually step by step. You know, usually we don't have that kind of planning. Like we say, we want a result, you know, immediately. I said, three times.
Of days.
Yeah. I have told her, you know,
twice.
Yeah.
You know?
So
and
many
now
times.
I'm done with it.
Yeah. So that is not enough at all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we should have some, inshallah, patience with them. And one more thing which I really like is that this is the dress of modesty, which has been designed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So
right.
Allah is my designer. You know,
right.
I love that designer. Number two, the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, نَظِيفُ الْمَرْأَ عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever, you know, like maybe scarf, maybe chador, maybe, you know, the butta, whatever the piece of cloth which a lady, a girl, she is choosing to cover herself, yeah, that modest dressing, that is better than this dunya, this world, and
all
whatever
right.
is there. So I feel that, you know, the crown of ubudiyya, you know, like a flag on my head, I'm just screaming automatically that I have a malik, I have a honor, and my sahib, my malik, my, you know, raziq, my creator is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you're showing your connection to Allah, and therefore I call them da'imu zikr. Like when you are, yeah, practically having that modest dressing because of Allah's command,
yeah,
you are constantly in the state of dhikr. You know, the one who does zikr. Yeah,
you
zikr
of Allah Tabarakata.
Yeah. So da'imu zikr, you know, malaika, the angels of Allah Tabarakata is just writing the sawab of da'imu zikr for you, and they are just kissing and appreciating your jihad. You know, this is not a little jihad. Yeah,
little
it's a
jihad.
Big jihad. Yeah.
Sister, I'll be talking to you when we need to take another short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me Sister Najafi, who is saying about the good looks. Like, we are concerned about the societies. We are concerned about I need to be look good because of people, basically. So how do you think, how can we change this mentality in our children? Not to look good for public. Do things for Allah.
Oh, yeah. That is the key of, you know, a solution of everything, Allah. When Allah comes, there's the nur, there's a light, there's the wisdom and ease and comfort. Yeah. And you know, I think the mothers and the parents, they can talk to their children very friendly, very nicely, that even you should care about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, what he says, the best khadim, the best person who does the service and khidmat is the one who is serving himself.
Right.
So I have to serve myself. I have to care about myself. I'm not caring. I'm putting the burden of the society and peer pressure on me that how should I look, you know, because of that, we are getting so many tensions in our lives.
And sister, have you realized, like, if I do things for this society, they never change. Like, they're still like, all right, now you're like this, but you were supposed to be like that. They're never happy with whatever you do with them. Public is never happy with that.
No doubt, no doubt. I remember a nurse, she has written a book because that nurse would interview many patients before the death. And she would ask them that what things you really regret in
regret.
Your life.
Yeah.
So they would say one thing that I wish we couldn't live for people. I wish we could live for ourselves.
Yeah. Right. So that time is gone now.
Yeah. So I think parents can do wonders. And one more important thing, that don't just talk to them in the tone of advising, lecturing. Just chill with them. Like,
because
you're in
parents
the beach.
Are always in a state of like
playing.
Do and don't. Do this and
no,
don't do
just,
that.
Just even sometimes they don't understand that you are advising them. But yeah. you're just bombarding with so many positive thoughts to them by playing and by just enjoying with them. That would be the best way of changing their mindset, inshallah.
Inshallah. And yes, when you're bombarding them with the lectures, because of the puberty age and because of so many hormonal changes happening in their body, when they are rebellious, they think that you are actually bombarding them.
Yeah.
You are not actually advising them. And I would add one thing in the end of the session where I changed personally, because at some point of time, obviously, you also live for people, and then what changes you is what matters. So for me, the life turner thing, not to live for people, was this Surah Al-Qariyah, which says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the striking disaster. What do you know about the striking disaster? And what will you make realize? What is that striking disaster? It is the day people will be scattered like moths. So these people that I'm talking about today, that I'm caring about today, like I am changing my dressing for them today, I have to remember that these will be the people who will be scattered like moths in the atmosphere tomorrow. They'll be helpless themselves, so they can't help me on that day. The day the mountains will be card to rule the day when there is like everything will finish up. The day when there is no scale, but there's a scale of light. This surah has taught me personally a lot. And I definitely do suggest our listeners to go through this surah, because this is really a striking thing. Allah says that this striking disaster when people are unable to help themselves, are you like working for them? And Allah is the best partner. Allah says so many times that I'm the best partner.
Sister,
and
when Zainab, mashallah, the way you have explained about the surah and you have suggested the parents about the Quran, oh, it just touches my heart. Beautiful, beautiful. And that would be the absolute, and I can give the guarantee that this will definitely bring some change in our day-to-day life.
Thank you so much. If it affected you, it will definitely have some great impact on the audiences as well. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Going to the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.